We're rolling. Hello, everybody. It's Graham here. And I'm with Robert's last guest, who had to do this one, who's also an old acquaintance of mine, Mr. Johnny Clark.
John Cooper Clark. You're listening to Graham Robertson.
And Johnny Clark, how are you doing?
Johnny Clark on the Graham Robertson Show.
That's right. And what we're going to do, we're going to walk out of the out of our reception and out into the new broadcasting house, Fritz Lang Memorial Newsroom.
Metropolis.
Metropolis, the Metropolis Newsroom. Just walking out.
It's you could Wendy eat your Horrell. Dinner off the floor. Here.
Say hello, Wendy Horrell.
Hello, Wendy Horrell.
There you go. That was Wendy Horrell, everybody. She's our new, does the travel
Wendy,
and the
lovely.
Weather.
You could eat your dinner off the floor here. You've got to. The canteen hasn't opened yet.
And it's we're just walking out now into the, towards the
we
lifts.
We have a wonderful view of Fitzrove here from the panoramic window.
We have, actually, yeah. Who lurked around there. I always like that story that I can't remember, some documentary I saw years ago of this woman who said that she cornered, what's his name, who wrote Charles Christmas in Wales? Dylan Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
In a pub in Fitzrovia.
This was his manor, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's right, because he knocked around here in a pub, I think the Fitzroy Tavern. But she said, she approached him in the late 40s and said, started talking to him about literature, and he said to her, I'm not interested in talking about literature. I'm more interested in talking about lying in a hot bath, sucking on boiled sweets and reading Enid Blyton.
You sounded like Richard Burton there, son.
Richard Burton?
Yeah.
Like
his diaries are out this week.
Probably. Are they? Yeah, are you joking?
Yeah, the Richard Burton diaries are out this week.
Oh, right, I want to read them.
That's a Christmas stocking filler, isn't it?
Yeah, the more I find out about him, the better he gets.
Yeah, the better he gets, yeah.
So now we're standing inside
So now we're in the stairwell.
We're in the stairwell of the shaft of the... the Metropolis Newsroom inside New Broadcasting House.
Lavishly fenestrated.
Could you describe it for the listeners?
I would say it's lavishly fenestrated, the best to make use of and maximise the solar illumination afforded on the outside.
Yeah, there's loads of windows
so
on
it's
the
very
top.
Green. It's we're thinking towards energy conservation here. I can read their minds.
That's a good point, actually. It might well be.
I can read their minds.
And sometimes you can see the planes
yes,
going through
know,
the clouds.
Yes, a capacious skylight up there, yes. And also the ribbon windows round the side, as I say, affording maximum solar illumination. No ergonomic consideration has gone unconsidered.
I like these red lights because they look like eyeballs, don't they?
It's quite flattering, in fact, that peach strip lighting. I can see you've... I can see your thinking from the point of view of the people who are advancing in years, whose complexion isn't what it was.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it is, you know, like I say, it's a very impressive building.
It certainly is.
And down below, now we're going to advance onto the spiral staircase.
We're now running down the spiral staircase, not too quickly. We don't want to screw ourselves into the floor.
That is proper vertigo, isn't it?
Marvellous, yes, look at that. It is vertigo. It actually looks like those Saul Bass graphics of the movie of the same name.
I'm just the guy designed.
Starring James Stewart and Kim Novak.
Absolutely.
Look at that. Are you feeling sick? Are you feeling sick, Graham?
No, not so much, actually. The trouble is, I don't know what the opposite of vertigo is. I can't look down things. The first reaction is to jump. Now, it's got nothing to do with anything in my personal life. It's just
suicidal.
I don't know. Is that vertigo?
I
don't go near heights because if I look over, I
is that vertigo? Is that vertigo? It's quite a way.
So now we're going down the staircase.
Yes, indeed.
And this is the newsroom. This, I think, the largest newsroom in Europe, anyway.
The largest newsroom in Europe.
Down here, it might even be the world. I'm not sure. I know it's definitely the largest in Europe, but this one here, as had a guest here last week, Tiff Merritt, this American. Singer-songwriter, and she
Crazy Girl.
Yeah, she's great.
Crazy Girl from New Orleans.
No,
blonde.
She's from Texas, but via Carolina. But she's brilliant. She was on Jules Holland this week, but she called this a news airport.
It does look that way. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's very quiet in here at the moment. Could it be that there is no news?
Yeah, it's stopped. It stopped on a Friday.
There is no news.
No,
do you know what that means?
They're going to make stuff up, aren't
no
they?
No, they're going to start making stuff up.
Yeah.
No news is good news.
Exactly. I think they're all just concentrating. There's a vast newsroom below us here, everyone, and it's there's a lot of people sat there. It is like it's like an airport. It looks a bit wrong, doesn't it? It does look like an airport lounge with loads of tables, computers on putting it.
That's right, yeah, with Wi-Fi access.
Absolutely. A lot of these here, it's like a stock, airport stroke stock exchange. But look, there's Fiona Swan wearing the Bob Dylan hat.
Who's that?
That's she works in telly. She's all right, old Fiona.
Fiona
Swan.
Swan.
Yeah. As elegant as one. She is. So there you go. We've just come down the spiral staircase at
the foot of the stairwell on the ground floor.
So anyway, what reason why you were on is you're doing three gigs, aren't you, this weekend?
I am doing three gigs. I'm doing tonight at the Jaloos in Mayfair.
Still tickets left for that one.
Still tickets.
Albany Deptford Empire. It's the 30th anniversary of the Albany Empire.
Is it really?
Yeah, and that's why you're doing it tomorrow.
Thanks for telling me that.
Apples and snakes. And spiders and snakes or whatever. And then Jackson's Lane on Sunday night. But I think they're both sold out, aren't they?
Those two have sold out. But there are a few tickets left for tonight at the Jaloos, Mayfair.
Absolutely. The Jaloos. I didn't think about that.
I know.
Jailhouse in Scottish.
Exactly. Jaloos. Right. Is it really?
I don't know. I suppose it is Jaloos.
Aye, it says. Barlini.
Shall we try and go through the Jacques Tati revolving doors?
Yes, here we go.
Okay, I'll press this. You just go. Right, go. Go on, Sam. Right. Now, they're quite confusing, these doors. Just going through them now. Here we are. Lovely.
Here we are once again in the concourse.
We're in the concourse of the magnificent new broadcasting house in Portland Place.
We're looking at a picture of Brucey on...
Yeah, but look at that one, Eric and Ernie.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
What we'll do is, at the end of this, we'll get our picture taken standing by that.
Yeah, great.
Because that's cracking, isn't it?
Fabulous.
With what I like
with Richard, not Richard, David Attenborough.
David and a gorilla on top of it.
And yes, yes.
I like that.
Lovely.
Right, so there you go. So anyway, and have you got any albums coming out? Is an album coming out soon?
No, I'm a bit fallen out with the studio system. I'm concentrating on the written word and personal appearance.
Until the next Martin Hannett comes along.
Until Phil Spector gets out of jail.
Excellent. And but you've just had your book reissued, haven't you? 10 years in an open shirt.
Yes, 10 years in an open next year has been reissued. So anybody that was been disappointed for the last 30 years, it's now available once more with the original illustrations.
Good lads.
And a slightly tweaked cover.
Because you've got a manager now, haven't you?
I got a manager, I got an agent, I got a driver.
Good lad. Yeah, yeah. Your website's been updated.
That's right.
You're rocking, aren't you, John?
Rocking on. I've joined the modern world.
Good man. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Graham. My pleasure, son.
Yeah, and so johncooperclark.com, check it out. If you can't make the gigs, I say those in London who get this, who tweet today, I was told there's about 50 tickets left about 2 days ago for Jaloos in Mayfair. God knows how many will be left now.
Book early,
but check that out, johncooperclark.com. There's also returns as well for the Albany Albany Empire in Deptford and Jackson's Lane. You never know. So try those venues. But you can get all the details for those venues from his website. So, all right, John.
Lovely.
Bless you, kid.
Smashing. God bless you, Graham.